Mr. Gurney, ladies and gentlemen, on this day, 10th April 1947, Albury celebrates its graduation to city status. On occasions such as this, individual citizens and societies join in the festivities and carnival spirit is in the air. There is also the realization that prosperity has graced our city, and accordingly, the present generation pauses to acknowledge the deeds of our early pioneers who blazed the trail and to the settlers who followed. We, the people of today, would be remiss in our duty if we failed on this historic occasion not to pay a tribute so richly deserved. If ever there was a time for national unity, surely it is during this transition period after World War II. And with this thought in mind, we link our celebrations with the old country, and more particularly with the village of Albury near Guildford, Surrey. The early survey of the town of Albury was made by the late Mr. Townsend, who selected the name of Albury as the hills and valleys surrounding it were so similar to his native village of Albury in England. It is fitting, therefore, that a message of goodwill should be broadcast from Australia's newest city of Albury, New South Wales, to the village of Albury, England. This is not only a message from Albury to Albury, it might well be a message from Australia to England. An acknowledgement by a very grateful people of the part played by our kinsfolk in times of national crisis. This morning, His Excellency Lieutenant General Northcote, Governor of New South Wales, read the proclamation declaring Albury a city. During his address, he made feeling reference to the trials and tribulations of the people in England, a condition no doubt aggravated by the undue burden accepted by England in the cause of freedom. If it were necessary to prove the stability of our democratic system, surely the events of recent years have given ample proof. On this occasion, it is fitting that I, as Mayor of the city, should on behalf of the people proudly acknowledge the privilege of being members of the British Commonwealth of Nations. We have assembled at the Sports Oval today to make a presentation taking the form of an illuminated address to the Chairman of the Albury Parish Council, England, and to the people of his village. With me on the dais is Mr. H.I. Gurney, the United Kingdom Trade Commissioner, who journeyed from Melbourne especially for the occasion. Before us, spread out across the entire oval, are 1,500 children supplying a tableau setting out the words, Albury, City, 1947. They are surrounded by groups of children who provide a series of maypole and folk dancing squads, whilst on the circular track are over 30 beautifully decorated floats. Outside the oval, the ground is filled to capacity with Albury and district residents, and overhead, the Albury Aero Club plane is taking movie shots of the spectacle. As this address is being recorded for transmission to England, I have taken the liberty to describe the scene, which is probably the most spectacular pageant ever staged in Albury, and which is favoured with a beautiful autumn day, a day truly typical of England during that particular season. Mr. Gurney, allow me to present to you, on behalf of the people of this city, this illuminated address containing a message of goodwill to the people of Albury, England. I thank you, sir, for your attendance here today and for your practical assistance in making this ceremony possible. Let me assure you, the citizens of this city deeply appreciate the bond of friendship which links our two countries and cherish the tradition which means so much in the national life of our respective peoples. This address, which I request you to accept on behalf of the Chairman of the Albury Parish Council, England, reads as follows and will be heard on the reverse side of the recording. The message is addressed to the people of the village of Albury near Guildford, Surrey. Greetings from the city of Albury, Australia, to the village of Albury in Surrey, England. On behalf of the citizens of Albury, it is with pride and pleasure that I, as mayor of this newly created city, offered to our kinsfolk overseas greetings, firstly as citizens of this the youngest of the cities in the state of New South Wales within the Commonwealth of Australia, and secondly as citizens, as you are, of this great British Commonwealth of Nations. The townsfolk of your village, one of the oldest of English communities, rich in the traditions of the past, whose name our city has perpetuated in a new land, are remembered today by us as they were remembered by others over 100 years ago, when first this outpost of civilization was named. We are proud to carry on the traditions and loyalties of our kinsfolk in the old country. We mourn, as you do, for our sons and daughters who offered and sacrificed all for king and country in upholding the prestige of our blood and race, and we hold our heads in pride that this was so. Our womenfolk have long maintained a close association with the womenfolk of your village. May the ties which bind them long continue. We are a community, as you are, predominantly rural and dependent on the producing and distributing of many products of the good earth. And though we are far removed from the great metropolis, with all its complexities of industrial life, we nevertheless strive to maintain the highest ideals of community living and enjoy many amenities denied those who live in the greater centres of population. We feel that although the proclamation of our municipality as a city may be but the result of the fulfilment of a statutory right, it is also a tribute to the courage, the foresight, and the labours of our pioneer ancestors who blazed the track which we have followed. We share with you our allegiance to the Crown and subscribe to a democratic way of life so richly cherished and protected by our ancestors. May we, as citizens of the British Commonwealth, continue to maintain that heritage which carried the Empire through its trials of national crisis, and may it still sustain us in the years ahead. This address is signed by myself, Cleaver E. Bunton, as Mayor of Albury, New South Wales, Australia, and I hand it to you, sir, and ask you to be good enough to forward it to the native Albury in England, with the best wishes of all at Albury, New South Wales.